بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على سبيله ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Tonight we begin with the recitation of Surah Al-Ma'idah, which according to Mufassirin was one of the last surahs to be revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with regard to this surah, it has been mentioned that a Jew once came to Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. And he said to him, O Umar, you Muslims have been given such a verse that if the like of it had to be revealed to us, the Jews, then we would have made it a day of Eid, a day of celebration. Umar radiallahu anhu inquired from him as to which verse he was referring to. And then he recited the verse of Surah Al-Ma'idah, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum Wa Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati Wa Raditu Lakum Al-Islam Deena. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that today I have completed your deen, your religion for you. And I have perfected my favor upon you. And I, that is Allah, am pleased with the deen of Islam as a way of life for you. Umar radiallahu anhu then said, we know when and where this verse was revealed. It was the day of Jumu'ah. It was on the plains of Arafah. Mufassirin write that it was after Asr Salah, a time when du'as are readily accepted. What was the gathering like? It was perhaps the largest gathering of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, all assembled for Hajjatul Wada. Why such significance for the revelation of this verse? Because ulama explained that this verse shows us the perfection of Islam, the comprehensiveness of Islam. That from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down different laws, different injunctions upon the ummatis of every different Nabi. But when it came to the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this was the culmination, this was the pinnacle. And this deen of Islam which we have been given is a perfect deen, a most complete deen. Having understood the comprehensiveness of Islam, the perfection of Islam, thereafter in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the unity of the Muslimin, Islamic brotherhood, Islamic togetherness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals a verse behind which there is a lengthy incident that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Madinatul Munawwara, he had made a pact with the Jews and Christians that they would not wage war against the Muslims, neither will they assist any other group, any other tribe in waging war against the Muslims. And this pact was upheld for a period of time until the Jews began to see that Islam was now spreading, Islam was becoming dominant. So they then sent for the mushrikeen of Makkah Mukarramah and they invited them to their fortress with the plan being that they will now formulate a strategy, a way of attacking the Muslims to try and annihilate them completely and remove them from Arabia. And at the same time, these Jews, not only did they send for the mushrikeen of Makkah Mukarramah, but due to them living in close proximity to the Muslims of Madinah Munawwara, they began to form a relationship with certain Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And through this relationship, they began to gain vital information with regard to the Muslim strategy, the Muslims' plans. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to know of this, it was then that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the verse, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَى أُولِيَا. That all those who have brought iman, do not take the Jews and Christians as bosom friends. When it comes to business dealings, or when it comes to social etiquette, kindness, respect, then as Muslims, we have not only been allowed, but also commanded to show the best character, to show respect, to show kindness to the non-Muslims. However, this verse refers to tarkul muwalat. That means close friendship, making a non-Muslim your bosom friend has been prohibited. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to sound a warning. That ya ayyuha alladhina amanu may yartadda minkum an deenihi. O those who have brought iman, if you have to make the Jews and Christians your close friends, to such an extent, such a degree, that their habits become your habits, their way of life becomes your way of life, their idea, their style, their methodology becomes yours. And what happens? You are then turned away from your deen. Then Allah says, you will not harm him in any way. فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ. Very easily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe you out and replace you with such a nation, such a people. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a few qualities which are very dear to him, very beloved to him. The first quality that these people will have, يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ, that they will love, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love them, and they will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is something which, although it is inspired from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but there are steps which we can take to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Speak about the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His greatness, His kindness, His mercy, His forgiveness, and a person will gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loving us, then outwardly this looks like something which is not within man's control. Yet, Quran teaches us a method that قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. If you claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded to instruct his ummatis that follow my way of life, what will be the result? يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will begin to love you. So the first quality that these people will have is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love them and they will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second quality, أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ, that when it comes to their dealings, their relationship with fellow Muslims, then they will display extreme tolerance, kindness, softness. Somebody owes you money, or you are a landlord, or you have some employees under you. So you display softness, you display kindness, you overlook the faults of your next Muslim brother. أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. But at the same time, أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. When it comes to kufr and the acts of kufr, then they adopt a harsh attitude and they adopt a firm stance against kufr. So number one, that they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah loves them. This is huququllah, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then they are soft towards fellow Muslims and they are stern and harsh against disbelievers. This is huququl ibad. And once these people have these two qualities in them, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Now they strive in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they do not rest until they spread the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fourth quality, وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ, which is very pertinent to us in today's time, that they do not fear the rebuke and the reproach of anybody when it comes to their deen. A person may be in the corporate world, and everybody around him is clean-shaven, wearing a suit, a tie, but he does not feel ashamed to go with his sunnat libas, his sunnat attire. A person in his community, people may mock at him, people may frown at him. Why are you keeping your pants above your ankles? You don't listen to music, you don't speak to females. But he knows this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is firm upon this. He does not pay attention to the rebuke of anybody. These qualities, these four qualities, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, softness and kindness towards Muslims, and striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the same time being firm upon the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not being swayed off it. Allah loves these qualities. فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِكُمْ. Allah says, if you do not adopt these qualities, if you turn away, then Allah will bring such a people who will bring these qualities into their life. May Allah give us tawfiq. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.